You have now entered a new room. Here, you will plunge into the world of the 19th century fashion. On your right, observe the display devoted to fashion under the reign of King Charles X. Ladies then wore bodices and dresses with distinctive sleeves called gigot sleeves. It was also during this period that the Grand Promenade took place each year on the first Sunday after August 15. Initially held at the Aliscamp, it was later moved to the Lys, just steps from here, and attracted a huge crowd. For several months, young women of Arles secretly prepared stunning outfits, hoping to dazzle the public. Fashion columnists and feuilletonists came especially to describe the trends and the most beautiful creations. This true competition of style ended in the late 1830s, but it remains one of the most striking fashion phenomena in the city. Women were at once designers and models. Throughout the 19th century, all costumes continued to evolve, influenced by trends from Paris, advances in the textile industry, and the development of railways and trade. World's fair, local fairs like the Beaucaire Fair, and the rise of department stores also shaped the tastes of all women and their ways of dressing. Now, look at the headdress ribbons. First appearing in the 1820s, they have never left the heads of all women, though their style has greatly changed. Initially fine silk, tied and edged, they became in the 1840s rich colored velvet ribbons adorned with spectacular motifs. After 1850, glossy satin became the standard material, enhancing velvet designs that evolved over time, eventually becoming monochrome. By the end of the century, this ribbon shortened, the headdress no longer covered the entire head, but only the comb, essential to the famous Arles hairstyle. At the same time, the shapes of skirts and bodices closely followed Parisian fashions. Even the shawls and the way they were draped across the bust expressed this desire to remain up to date. But on the eve of the First World War, the traditional costume of Arles began to disappear. Young women now dreamed of the creations of Paul Poiret, Madeleine Vionnet, or the Callot sisters. The last Arles costumes were simplified. Some resembled tailor suits or walking dresses, other flowing satin gowns, sometimes decorated with beads and geometric trimmings. After the war, national mourning and the need for women to replace men in many roles hastened this evolution. From then on, the costume of Arles was worn only by the older generations and only on special occasions. We hope you enjoyed this visit. Do not hesitate to go back if you wish to see a detail again, or to complete your discoveries with the wall panels and artwork captions. We look forward to welcoming you again soon, whether to revisit this exhibition or to discover the next, which will reveal many more surprises.